It's a simple device. It's a fisheye that's been modified, and we ended up with 41% bycatch reductions, which is massive. It's the best result we've got in quite a while. I think it's huge that industry have come together, and we've had it developed by Raptus, and then Tropic Ocean put their hand up to do the trial, which in itself is a big thing, because it's not easy to ring up a skipper and say, while you're out there fishing, do you mind trialing this? And by the way, we need you to split all your nets and measure all the prawns and bycatch and tell us how it goes. But Jamie was willing to do it. Him and his crew were fantastic. And in the end, we got fantastic results because they were willing to do that.
Jamie Ball, you're the skipper of the Xanadu. You're having a miserable season out there for the bananas. How do you react when you hear someone from the industry organisation ring you up and say, oh, we want you to trial a new device, and by the way, it possibly will result in you losing more of your catch?
They asked me to do it, and I hesitated for a day or two. I'd never seen the new modified design that they had made with the new BRD. I didn't really like it at the start, but I thought, oh, well, we'll give it a go. And we trialled it the first night, and it was pretty impressive. The bycatch was down approximately 40% straight away, because I had one side with the BRD and one side with a square mesh panel, and the BRD was a quarter of the size. I was a bit hesitant because I thought, oh, well, is it losing prawn as well? So we weighed everything, every bag for every shot for, I think it was 25 or 30 shots, and sometimes it was up, sometimes it was down, but it averaged out at a 40% bycatch reduction and a loss of, I think it was approximately 2% of prawn.
Tell us about the fisheye for the uninitiated. What exactly does it do?
It's a triangle aluminium cone, basically, that's in your net upside down. The opening of the cone faces towards the bottom of your cod end. And from my understanding, it puts a lee, like a ebby, in the cone there, which makes it a softer. There's not as much water pressure there, and it allows all your smaller fish in your bycatch to escape out of your cod end before it gets to the bottom of the cod end. And inevitably, is going to give you a better quality prawn, and process time is going to be hopefully halved.
You're on a fishing vessel where you can control a lot of things, but you're trying a new device in your nets. How big a step is that for you to take?
No skipper likes change. If they know something works, it works. So they don't like to change. We're all the same. But I'm willing to give it a go. I trialled it in June, and it worked well. So I'm willing to give it a go again in all my nets. And the prawn loss was minimal. It was only, I think it worked out over the 30 shots that we done, was the prawn tally difference to the fisheye was only like one kilo or 2 kilos difference. So over a period of time, it's really not a great deal.
What does it mean to you as somebody that sees their future in this fishery to be going down the path of meeting a target?
It's going to make life easier for us. If we can reduce bycatch, well, then we don't have as many people trying to stop our fishery, make it harder for us to fish. Because they believe, I don't know what it is, the greenies, they believe that we trawl on new grounds all the time, whereas we've always trawled on the same grounds for 40 or 50 years. We've fished on the same grounds. We don't go out there to destroy reefs. We go out there for a livelihood and make a living. I was one of the first to trial the new TED, Turtle Exclusion Device, which was... I think it was brought in compulsory in 2001. I was one of the first to trial it in 2000 when I was working for Raptus. We trialed it, and I don't think they liked it then. But now I wouldn't be without it. TED makes life easier. You don't catch turtles. You don't catch sharks. You don't catch any bigger stuff. It's because you got bar work in there to get rid of the big stuff and keep the smaller stuff.
You believe that down the track one day the Conn's fisheye might become just a part of your normal gear, just like TED's and BRD's have been in the past?
I do, yeah. Conn's fisheye will get into the industry and will be legal. There's no doubt about it. Conn's fisheye will definitely come into play.
Adrian Laird, I'm going to come back to you because you've been sitting here listening intently. As the industry officer for the Northern Prawn Fishery, how does it make you feel when you do hear young skippers like Jamie Ball talk about their willingness to give it a go?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I've been so excited about this, and the response has been fantastic since Jamie came back. I mean, you can't get a better endorsement than a skipper not wanting to give them back at the end of the trial. And the, you know, from talking to Jamie, we've talked a lot about it since he did the trial, and his crew really loved it as well because it was easy to use and it reduced the processing time because they didn't have the fish there to deal with when they're trying to get the prawns out of the catch. And so it's huge to have a skipper so keen on it. And since the trial, we've had a lot of interest from other skippers and crew about wanting to use it already because of the results of it.
You've also had a resounding response to your ongoing crew observer program. How indicative is it of the overall attitudes of the industry to the environment that it's operating in?
Well, from conversations I've had outside of just the crew member observers, obviously the people that put their hand up to be a crew member observer are people that have a bit of a passion for that sort of thing. But then you hear conversations. For myself, I brief the skippers before they head out to sea each season, and I hear conversations and just the attitude's changing so much, you know, about how they'll cut their nets to get the sawfish out rather than disposing of the animal. And just generally over the last 10 years, I've heard a lot of change in the way the industry talk about things like that. And when I do the briefings, I talk a lot about the threatened species and why we're monitoring those. And they, you know, they all agree, they all nod and that, yeah, this is what we have to do. It's, we have to show that we're doing the right thing and we're not having that negative impact.